With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On Trackside, the Mountain Yard.
Best bets already up, sen.com.au/tips. But if you have waited, Campbell Brown will take you through them now.
All right. Already had one best bet lob, which was Flemington Race 1, number 1, $2.10. Great start to the day. Next best bet, Inverell, Race 2, number 5, Too Many Stars for the Kavanagh team. Braith, knock, knock. Who's there? Winning jockey. $2.60 into even money, now $1.85. So a real splattering of support for Too Many Stars. Just got to negotiate the wide gate, but 53.5 kilos on the back. I'm expecting it to settle a bit worse in midfield. And if it can run exactly like that winner in the first there at Mornington, I'll be happy. Down the middle of the track, clear galloping room and Wooshka. We're going to go to Canterbury.
Hello.
Now, this is my value of the day here. Mm-hmm. There's a few shorties floating around, but this is race 4, number 1, and it's an each-way play here. It's Juan. Not with a J, but with an H. Juan.
Juan.
Just got way too far back. Off a little fresh and last start at Canterbury. Was doing its absolute best work late. Never looked like it was going to reel in the winners, but it hit the line and ended up getting third. And drawn the exact same barrier and exactly the same race, same weight, same everything. But it gets a soft deck, which should certainly help. So I think that's the big tick for me, the soft track up there at Canterbury. And I just thought $8.50 and $2.60 was a pretty reasonable each-way price. It'll be getting back. We might need, you know, some speed up front, but it should be hitting the line well. Murray Bridge, race 3, number 11. That is in 2.30. Let's have a look here. Flying Yank, which should be able to jump lead. Give a kick with Nicola Juan on board and be hard to catch. It nearly won the race last start, doing something identical at 100-1. And Zakana got it late. Would have been a nice old boil over. It's gone from $101 to $2.90
in
the space of 1 week.
Yeah, it's your money.
So barrier one and the claiming apprentice certainly going to help. Who knows the horse? $2.90. Then we go to Morno.
Morno.
Race 4, number 2, which is Dakaria for Wendy Kelly, $1.80. Probably a fraction short, so just chuck it in a couple of multis. Tarang, race 2 in the next number 8 there at Tarang, which is in 19 minutes' time. And that is Dalton Dancer at $6.50 for Lindsay Smith.
Uncle Lindsay.
Uncle Lindsay, formerly with Nick Ryan, this horse. Did some things wrong last prep. I reckon it is the overs in the race. So that is how I'm rolling into 2024.
I like it, and you start in the best possible way. I am going to start my year at Flemington in the next. Ginger and Pink is your favourite, $2.60. I am with it. trying to string three together, get 3 kilos off the back with Tatum Bull. It was really good. Now, this is a tougher race. Don't get me wrong. But from that draw, I think you can squeeze forward. The only other horse I think can beat it is the Waller horse. Luke Curry takes the ride. It's going to get back, I think. Have to run over the top of them. But Ginger and Pink to kickstart my day. Race 2, number 3. Staying at headquarters, let's go to race number 7, Unusual Culture. Craig Williams takes the ride for Mara and Eustace. Look, it wasn't far off at last start. King Magnus beat it. I don't think there's a King Magnus in this particular field. Pichero's the issue, but where does it get from that gate? Buckets for tries to push a little forward. Is it racing a little bit out of character? I think it's a horse that needs to get back and probably find the line. So I'm with Unusual Culture with Craig Williams. Let's get to Canterbury. We'll start with race 4, number 6. Castilian to beat the favourites here. Drawn a little awkwardly, but it's going to get back anyway. Wasn't bad last start at Randwick over at 1100. It will hit the line really nicely. Soft track, no concern. And if we get some more rain in Canterbury and it gets to a heavy, not a drama in the world. So race 4, number 6, Castilian. And I'm going to try and go back to back. Race 5, number 9, at Utopian Wine. Really good last start when it went to the mile at Gosford. Look, it stays at the 1550 today, so pretty much the same, almost identical race. Tommy Berry takes the ride, just tuck in behind one. With a little bit of speed in the race, I think can camp behind it. Toowoomba, big day, King of the Mountain day. I'm staying out of King of the Mountain, but I'm going to go to race 4, number 6, Guts and Glory. Michael Rodd takes the ride, around $4.80. Was really good last start at Eagle Farm. In actual fact, beat the favourite home last start in the same race, and I expected to do it again today. From that gate, Mickey Rodd, Group 1 winning superstar. Great story coming back from all the concussion and head injuries he's had hampering him over the last couple of years. So that's Guts and Glory, race 4, number 6 at Toowoomba. Murray Bridge. Milo said we had to have a bet and a tip in South Australia to kickstart the year, so I found one at $9. Quietly spoken. Race 7, number 6. We're on a good 4 there today. Won't be any issue there. This is just easier race. Only got beaten a couple of lengths at Morphaville last start over the mile. 1,800 metres is nice. Has won at that distance before. I'm not 100% sold on the depth of this race. So, and each way play, to be fair. Quietly spoken, race 7, number 6. Morno, race 5, number 4. Your favourite is Lagiria. It will get beat by the 4. Liam Reardon can't miss at the moment. Rides for Charlotte Littlefield. New stable. Used to be with Corstens. It'll win. Comes out of a hot form race at Sandown. Race 5, number 4. And Sir Simon wins the Longford Cup.
Yes.
You are the ambassador for Tasmanian racing. The toppy, race 6, number 1, Sir Simon. That's a jam-packed mounting yard of which we both have, Brownie.